What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 130, number 130. All right, so this week, I'm going to tell you the infamous story about the wagon crash here and how that actually gave me a good reminder about actions and intentions. Might not make sense to you right now, but the wagon crash, like you'll get to know about a little bit more here in a second. It's crazy how so often these things happen and they seem very insignificant, and really they are, but it like kind of smacks you between the eyes and is like, oh yeah, that makes total sense. And maybe this is why I'm going through this, is so it can be a good reminder for me. So hope you enjoy this. Also too, make sure there's just a lot of weird stuff going on. I know you guys hear me say that all the time, but I'd seen some clips about like possible food shortages and everything else. I don't tell you that to scare you, but I think that as we get further along down the road and maybe some of these things actually catch up, it's never going to be a bad idea to know that you have access to like the best meat possible, especially if you want to be on a subscription side of it to guarantee that you'll always every single month have the meat showing up to your door. So if you haven't yet, again, I keep telling you, some of you have, most of you probably haven't, go to crossomeats.com, check out the subscription side of it. I know we are low on inventory right now, but you can still buy a few things. Stock up on ground beef, or you know, stock up on some things that maybe aren't quite as expensive if you're in a tough spot financially. Because if things ever do go completely sideways, you will be happy that you got enough food to get through that. So again, go to crossomeats.com, check it out, hop on the subscription service if you're able, get a cool shirt. If you're not able to, grab some ground beef. Make sure that you can munch on some hamburgers. I eat ground beef like three times a week, but I know I'm a little weird. All right, crossomeats.com, check it out. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast, another solo week here after having my lovely wife on last week. Have a couple of especially one that I'm super, super excited for. In terms of guests coming up here within the next couple of weeks, they're both going to be great. But one is like uniquely fascinating to me. That's all I'm going to say though. I got to put that teaser in there so you come back. Now, I want to tell you something that happened this week, and I think that it is so relatable to so many different aspects of our life. So, a couple days ago, what's happened here in Idaho, first off, is that we've had some amazing weather. It's been like 65, 62, like a couple of just beautiful like spring days. And in the kind of middle to end of March, you might get snow. You might get 65 degrees. You never really know what to get. But we have been having some great weather. And because of that, seems like we've pretty much been outside every evening. Me and the kids playing some basketball, you know, maybe throwing the football around, just kind of getting out, feeling good, you know, with some nice weather and a little bit of sunshine. So anyways, the other night we're all down playing some basketball out in front of our house here, the older kids and, the little girls were out there too, our twins, and we're playing a game of pig, and, my oldest daughter, Kennedy, ended up getting out first. So she's over there, and, the younger girls have this little wagon that they like to be pulled around in. And so my daughter was pulling them around, and I'd kind of looked over there. And she's pulling them around, and she likes to get a little rambunctious sometimes, pretend the wagon's a horse and make it buck up and down and everything else. And I kind of yell over there. It's like, hey, stop doing that. You know, you're going to crash. Well, you know, me and Riley keep playing our game. And then next thing I hear is a wham. And like the blood curdling screaming of one of my twins. And I look over there, and of course the wagon's tipped over, and it's just, you know, go over there and skinned up knees and all that type of stuff. Not a huge deal. Right. But What happened from there, I think, is where the gold is in this story. So I told my daughter, I said, you know, my oldest, I said, that's why you can't be doing that. You can't be, you know, pulling the wagon up and down and going all crazy, right? Because it's going to tip over and it's going to hurt somebody. And it's kind of like a taller wagon too. So, I mean, it's, you know, it was a pretty good little fall and pretty good scraped knee, you know, blood running down, which always makes everything so much worse, right? Like once you see blood running, it goes from an owie to a, oh my gosh, my leg's broken, right? So anyways, so I tell her, you know, that's why you can't be doing that stuff. You know that if you're doing that, you're going to crash and it's going to hurt somebody. And she said, well, you know, it's not my fault. And I was like, well, what do you mean it's not your fault? She's like, well, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean for that to happen. And this is where, to me, the gold is, right? And so she said two different things there that are completely different. And I think that this is where sometimes we conflate these two things. We think they're the same. I didn't mean to do it is completely different than it's not my fault. So think about this, because what this comes back to is this very, very strong, in my opinion, distinction between intentions and actions, right? So by that, you might intend to do something, but you might do an action that is completely opposite of that. So again, thinking that something isn't your fault is completely different than saying, I didn't mean to do that. There are tons and tons of people, I guarantee you right now, that are in prison that had great intentions, but they had bad actions, bad decisions. And so these things are so much different. In fact, I remember, and I'll kind of circle back to the story, but I remember years and years ago having a conversation with someone, and the person was just like, seemed to make a lot of mistakes, right? A lot of bad mistakes. And the person was sitting there saying, but I'm a good person. And it's like, okay, like I know you intend on being a good person, but when you keep doing these types of actions that you're doing, when you keep acting a certain way, you keep doing these certain things, what evidence do you have that you're a good person? What evidence is there that you are a good person? And this is not my judgment. I'm not here to judge whether somebody is good or bad, but I think that it is a lot of times very easy for us to judge actions, right? Like we can judge an action. Like if someone goes out there and smashes somebody on the road, drunk driving, I think most of us can kind of come to the judgment that that's bad. But the intention, I'm sure, for that person, like I know somebody through old friends and everything else who had a family member who that happened to. Young girl, like went out there and accidentally smashed somebody on the highway and was drinking and driving. And we probably all know people that maybe that's happened to, or, been a victim of it. Right. And like, I guarantee you, if you ask that person, did you intend on killing somebody that night with that wreck? 100% of the time, they're going to say, no way. Of course not. I mean, I couldn't even imagine being the person that was drinking and driving and killing somebody. I just couldn't even imagine the guilt and everything else. And I feel terrible for people that happened to. And you can equally feel terrible for the people that was the victim in that crash, right? The people who got smashed into. So I think that so often, kind of coming all the way back to the story and the wagon, and again, it's insignificant in the whole scheme of things, right? Little kids fall down and hurt themselves all the time. I mean, around here, they're riding bikes, they're crashing, they're falling off of horses, whatever it may be. There's always those things going on. So was I upset that she did that? Nah, not really. It's not a big deal. But it also was such a good teaching moment, because I know that I do the same thing, right? Like I intend on doing certain things, but then my actions go completely against those. And so often when you're out of alignment, what ends up happening is that you start understanding like my intentions are not in alignment with my actions, right? Like my intention might've been to lose 30 pounds this year, but my actions have been completely different from that. I might be intending on being a very good person, but I keep making these bonehead mistakes and I keep making these terrible actions that are preventing me from being what I consider to be a good person, right? Like we all struggle with this, but I think that if you can step back and you can understand like, oh, okay, like intentions are very different than actions. If my intention is one thing, but my actions are a different thing, then I have to correct that. I have to figure out how to get that into alignment. But on the flip side of that, if my intentions are one thing and my actions are in alignment with that, then usually good things will follow that. And so again, kind of coming back to my daughter, she said, I didn't mean to do that. It's not my fault. And I was like, hold on a second. It is 100% your fault. And this is where like mean dad comes out, right? But it was, I just felt like it was just such this important teaching point to be like, no, it's 100% your fault, Kennedy. It is 100% your fault that this wagon crashed. Now, I know that you didn't mean to hurt your sister, right? And that's a bummer, right? But I know also 100% that it is your fault. It's not my fault. It's not the girl's fault who was in the wagon. It's not anybody else's fault. It's your fault. So we have to be able to separate these two. I know you didn't mean to do it, but I also know it's your fault. And of course, being 12 years old, dad getting down on her, she didn't take it very well. But it's one of those things as a parent that I hope that I got through to her. I hope that I got through to her that, look, like, you might not have meant for that to happen, but it did happen and it is your fault. And so going forward in the future, understand that you may not mean to tip your sister over in the wagon in this case, right? But if your actions are leading you to a point to where that's possible, to where that's maybe even probable, then you have to be willing to take responsibility for that. And it goes so much deeper than that, though. And that's what I really wanted to talk with you about today, because I know, you know, like, one of the things that I wanted to do is, and I have no idea why I had this goal, which is probably why it didn't happen. But I always remember, like, growing up being like, I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30. And I look back at, like, the actions that I was taking in my 20s, and it's like, of course I wasn't a millionaire in my, you know, by the time I was 30. You know, I had a pretty successful business for a while before things kind of went down on that. But the actions that I was taking wasn't going to allow me to be a millionaire by the time I was 30. There's no way. There's no way I was doing the right stuff. I had no clue about how to run a business. I had no grasp of marketing or sales or any of the stuff that would allow me to end up being a millionaire by the time I was 30. So if I look back at that and it's like, well, my intention might have been to be a millionaire by the time I was 30, but I wasn't doing any of the actions. I wasn't learning. I wasn't getting coaching. I wasn't reading enough books. Like, I wasn't doing any of the actions that would allow me to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30. So then it becomes very clear, like, oh, okay, makes sense then. Like, I can't be mad at myself for not being a millionaire at 30 when I wasn't doing the actions required to get there. And it's the same way. Like, maybe you've been struggling to lose weight, right? Because that was me for several years. Like, my intention is to lose weight and get in the best shape of my life, and I'm going to do the blah, 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 right? And then my actions wouldn't line up. My intentions were good. I mean, you can just extrapolate this literally over every area of your life. Take a marriage, right? Like, when we get married, I don't know of anybody who gets married being like, yeah, my intention is to be married for a couple of years, then split up half my stuff, not be able to see my kids. Like, no one wants to get a divorce, at least when you first get married, right? So your intentions always, at least mine were, and I think most people's are, that when you get married, you're making a lifelong commitment. You're making a lifelong commitment to stay married through thick and thin. But then you get 5 years into the marriage, 10 years into the marriage, 15 years into the marriage, whatever it may be, and all of a sudden your actions start slipping. Maybe you still have that same intention. You have the same intention to stay married forever, right? You don't want a divorce, so your intention is to stay married, but maybe your actions start slipping. Maybe you start taking your loved one for granted. Maybe you stop doing some of the things that you used to do that made your marriage really, really good. Maybe you just don't put a priority on your marriage. And so because of that, your actions are taken into other directions. Now, again, we all have life come up. I get that. But in marriage, like, it does take action in order to be successful in that. Just like it takes action to be successful in business, it takes action to be successful in fitness. Again, whatever it is. So you might have the best of intentions with your marriage, but if your actions aren't lining up to those intentions, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Just like if your intentions are not to crash your daughter or your sister on a wagon, but your actions are doing everything that's going to make you crash and burn, right? Then, hey, you might not intend for there to be any owies, injuries, blood running down the knee, little girl screaming, right? But that's what's going to happen because of the actions that you're taking. So I'm going to keep this one a little bit shorter, but I just thought it was such a fascinating, thing to remember. And it's funny, right? Because so often you get these reminders that it just kind of hits home for you. And you're like, oh, okay, well, like, if my intention is to build my business to this level, what actions am I taking that are going to allow me to get there? And are those actions actually in alignment to the goals that I have? Oh, they're not. Okay, so I probably should step back and be like, maybe I'm not intending to grow my business to where I want it. Maybe I'm not intending to lose the weight that I want, because the actions are is that I'm eating all the wrong stuff, or my actions are that I'm not going and working out. My actions are that, you know, it just hasn't been a priority. And so my intentions to lose weight, I might intend to be doing something, but the actions aren't there, right? So I would ask you this as we go into the weekend. What are your intentions? What are your intentions? And it could be in anything, right? It could be in your marriage or in your relationships. It could be in your fitness. Could be in, you know, maybe your spiritual, like maybe your intentions are is to, you know, be more in prayer or meditation or whatever it is, but your actions never actually line up with that. And so if you can get alignment on those two things, I think it changes everything. I think once you understand that my intentions do not define me, my actions do, now all of a sudden you're in a good spot. You can make sure that those things line up. You can get success with it. You can just have the alignment, I think, is so important. Because the alignment, like in my own life, like I know when I'm in alignment with what I'm doing, with the mission that I'm on, the actions that I'm taking, all of those things, when everything's in alignment, things are good. It's kind of like floating down the river and you're just floating, right? But when you're out of alignment, I look at it to where you're like swimming against the current, and no matter what you do, it's like I'm swimming as hard as I can and I can't get anywhere because you're not in alignment. You're going against the grain, right? Like one thing's telling you to go this way, the other thing's trying to get you to go the other way, right? You're not going to get anywhere swimming up against current. So are your intentions in line with your actions? If so, you're probably doing really, really well in whatever those intentions are. If you're not, I bet you there's a little bit of disalignment. So it's super easy to correct when you realize the actions got to be in alignment with your intention. All right, everybody, have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend. Be back next week with a really cool guest. Super excited for it. Talk to you soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.